It's the Michael Mara Show.
Tonight I'm going out with a Fox News correspondent. We'll have some dinner, some laughs, some sex. Not necessarily in that order, but I'm not counting on spending the rest of my life with her.
Amen. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to congratulate Terry Shelton of Deviltown.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Shelton, my hometown of Manassas, Virginia. Congratulations, Terry.
He's the mayor, isn't he?
Mayor Terry Shelton.
Mayor Shelton.
Wins a pass for two to Gran Torino, starring Clint Eastwood. Now showing in theaters everywhere and the top of my list. That is a movie I really, really want to see.
Yes.
I'll have some movie chat for you in just a second. What's going on there, Buzzy?
I don't know, Mike.
Buzz doesn't have a microphone?
No, he doesn't seem to.
It's on.
Why don't you move him over to that one?
That's fine with me. That's the guest mic.
How's that doing?
There we go.
That's
all
much
right.
Better.
So that's Gran Torino starring Clint Eastwood, now showing in theaters everywhere. Check your local listings. One of the duties that I had over the weekend was Movie Man. I got one that I was really excited about going to see and then one that Elizabeth wanted to see. And because Catherine had movie night with her friends, Elizabeth got to pick a movie. I'm not a doting, spoiling parent either. I want to say that. She wanted to do this, and I had a night with her, and I figured it'd be fun to go to a 7:30 show, which is usually later than the movies we go to see.
Yes.
So I have we're going through the paper, and there's really not a lot there. You know, I know there's WALL-E, which is the animated movie.
Oh, my father saw that this weekend.
And then she goes, oh, Dad. I said, yeah. I want to go see this one. And she points at Bride Wars. Yes.
That's no good.
Bride Wars. I think I saw a congressman there.
Who?
Jim Moran.
He's isn't your buddy, he? Isn't he?
No, that's Tom Davis.
Oh, I forget. Your friends on the hill straight.
Tom Davis really wouldn't be my buddy. I had lunch with a guy one time, and I met him like at two different parades in Dumfries, Virginia.
One was the Tom Davis
parade. No, not Dumfries. Where the hell was it?
Was it Winchester?
No, it wasn't Winchester. God damn it. Now I'm going to stop.
Clarendon?
I'm going to stop and think of that. It doesn't matter. I saw a congressman, and I pointed it out to Elizabeth like she cared.
Now, do they
I said, that's a United States congressman, I believe.
Congressman doesn't have a Secret Service, do they?
No. He was with a bunch of people. And he was in Manassas, and that's not his jurisdiction. He's out of Alexandria.
He's the congressman of Manassas.
So he was hanging there. I think it was him. It was a white-haired guy that looked a lot like Jim Moran from, I don't know what district it is, in the great state of Virginia. The Commonwealth of Virginia. Why are you sitting like that?
Because that's all this other microphone stand will do.
We're having a morning, aren't we?
We are.
Or an afternoon.
And it's afternoon. Jesus Christ.
It feels like morning.
So I saw him there, and I go to Bride Wars. I remember Colin Boyd, we had him on the show on Friday.
Great guy.
And he had given us that stellar recommendation.
He's always right on.
Less than glowing, as I recall.
He really is good. I would say the one bone to pick I would have, I try to see as many movies as I can during these award shows because mm-hmm. I like to kind of have a rooting interest when I go there.
We're in the
award
season.
I was super psyched to see that Mickey Rourke won for The Wrestler.
Mm. A lot of people were.
You know, I remember, you guys remember when I came back from that screening how jacked up I was.
You were.
I think I predicted he would do really, really big
At the
things.
Very least, you said he should, and now he has.
So this movie, Bride Wars, I knew that it was a suck fest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew that also Anne Hathaway's Easy on the Eye,
sure,
so was Kate Hudson. It didn't matter.
Not worth it.
Oh, God.
Can't
it
even
matter.
Save it.
It really, and then at the end, I realized how selfish I was when Elizabeth looks up at me and she says, Daddy, did you like it? And I look back at her and I said, no, I did not.
How did she react
That's
to that?
She
right.
was okay. Yeah. I don't think she cares.
It's better to be honest.
You know, it's 15-minute increments, you know? I mean, if you're not going to do,
right.
you know, you're going to have, of course, everybody's going to have those moments that are traumatizing, but that doesn't really count in the big scheme of things.
Did she like the movie?
It was, of course. She's 11.
Well, you know, it's about 10.
Of course she likes
the
movie.
I'm trying to think, what's the age that kids actually see a movie they don't like? Because it turns out like 10 or 11, doesn't it?
It would be 9 or 10 that they begin to break away from kids' movies.
Right.
That's why I said WALL-E, which, you know, got kind of highly regarded, high reviews, and also was nominated for a few awards. I said, I'll go see the animated crap above Bride Wars any day of the week.
Yeah,
and this is, I swear to God, this is a hen fest. Like you would not believe. I go into this theater, and it is not only there are a few dates Because it's 7:30 on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. So there are a few poor sons of bitches that maybe even on a first date that have to be dragged out to this piece of crap.
Romantic comedies are your date movies a lot of times.
But mostly it's the, you know, it's the first wives club. You know, they're all out there and they are just, I mean, there are four and five and six women. It's like, and they're all having the little hugs, you know, and then there'll be the house frows that see each other for the first time.
So happy.
Because they didn't know that the other one was going to the movie. Oh, I just wanted to talk to you. And it's giggly, and there's that aura of anticipation and excitement in the theater. Mm. And it's just, I'm just sitting there tolerating.
Yeah.
I'm the most, I swear to God, I'm the most ill at ease person in that whole theater. And I don't belong in that movie theater. And then when the lights came up at the end, I suddenly felt very self-conscious. You know, like I had to say, all right, I didn't really care for it that much. Kind of a real chick flick, which it was.
With no nudity, right?
No nudity at all. Not even anything that I don't think you even see them in their underwear.
But wow. I like the question that was asked earlier. At what age do we become discerning about movies? At what age do we finally see a movie we don't like? I'm going to say for me, it had to be around 20. What about you guys?
Yeah, you're right. Discerning is the word you're using there. Sorry, you hit the microphone.
Not used to the mic being that low.
Discerning is the word you use. And I think that, probably. Now, a little early. I'd say 18.
Maybe.
17, right. 18.
I was slow to mature.
I think 15.
When you say discerning, though, you know, you can actually have movies that you're totally into going to see, even if it's Friday the 13th.
Right.
Whether you're, you know, you're
no,
you know,
I'm talking about at what point do you reach an age where you finally see a movie you don't like? Because there is an age, you're right, as a kid, where we like everything we see.
Well, that age is 9 or 10. That's when they make the transition. They don't want to go see the kids' movies.
Right.
Anymore.
Right.
So that in it of itself is a way of saying, hey, we're not going to see these certain movies.
But I still think you like every movie you see from that point forward, even though you stop seeing the kids' movies.
They say that like they say, you know, did you like the dance?
Mm-hmm.
Or did you like the lunch today?
Right.
You know, you just don't get a lot of that scrutiny that, that's what's great about being kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say 15, 16, you start really wanting to go see certain movies for a certain reason.
Right.
Then when you get to be, you know, college age, that's probably when you get critical.
I remember the first movie I went to that I hated, and it was Transylvania 65000. And I just said, you know, this isn't funny.
Right.
This is not a good movie.
And how old were you?
I was probably 15 or 16. Probably under 16 because I remember being driven by a parent.
Well, it was movie weekend for me. And I was jacked. Maybe because the Golden Globes were coming on last night. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about those a little bit later. But I was jacked because I really wanted to see Benjamin Button. That's the movie that even though it's 3 hours, I just got jacked up. But what motivated me to want to go see Benjamin Button above all else is the fact that Beth Ann McBride came back from the theater.
Hated it.
And she said she couldn't stand it. And as soon as I heard that, I'm sorry. I know you might
you
think
were sold.
This is, I knew that I would like this movie.
She was beside herself.
Just because she didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that I'd like it as much as I did.
Really?
This movie totally kicked ass.
Good.
As far as it's a 3 hour movie.
Yeah.
And here's the tribute to it. You don't realize you're sitting in this theater for this long.
Good.
When you talk about, I rail against CGI and special effects.
Right.
And yeah, come on in. Come on in. Get your headphones. Don't talk off microphone.
Someone at the door, Mike.
Hey,
incidentally.
Hey, Buzz.
Whose ultimate responsibility is the equipment in the studio? Is it mine or yours?
I would say the engineer, but he said that
We don't have one. He said we've determined that he's spread like in 15 different directions.
Well, we just saw him in the hall.
Yes.
And
he
Joe
fixed,
let him know.
I think he fixed the phones.
He said something when you were pulling power cords out to get power to your laptop, Buzz. That maybe you broke a cord that goes to the mic that you normally use.
It's entirely possible.
Right.
Nice going, Buzz. Way to go. So this movie,
ham-handed Buzz.
This is not the top of my list. Top of my list would be probably Gran Torino. That's the movie I want to see more than any other movie right now. But this is the one that I go see because I'm not going to take my kids to see Gran Torino.
Right.
So it's me. It's Carla. It's the kids. And we all, because I figured, you know, they're old enough to be able to see this movie, even though it's PG-13. There's a little sexy
there
time.
Is, yeah.
What it is.
Little sexy time, but not the kind that, you know, you didn't see any nipples.
Okay.
So I was
not even Mr. Button's nipples.
That's my cry. Well, you saw his nipples all throughout the movie.
That's the PG-13 right there.
I was blown away by this movie. I thought it was emotional. I thought it was a tour de force. I thought it was incredible. I rail against CGI and special effects all the time, but the way they utilize the makeup and the CGI in this is It's the best use of it I think I've ever seen, because it's not used to create a transformer or a Listerine bottle that is animated.
Right.
It's basically slowly having the movements of a guy that's in a different body.
And slowly it was. Oh, wasn't now, it? I feel like we were there the duration of his life.
You did. You didn't like it.
Yeah, it was way too long. I thought it started off strong.
I got to say, lady, where's the passion in your life?
I know. Well,
that's from the movie.
It started off strong.
That's
the
Perfect Storm. That's Bugsy the Bear. Where's the passion in your life? It started out
just cliche after cliche after cliche.
Oh, what cliches? What cliches are we talking
about? Well, he's abandoned, which I thought was very emotional.
Right.
And then his father, I thought that...
Well, you have to have a story.
Well, no, he's abandoned, which is fine.
Right.
And that woman adopts him, who I thought was the best in the movie.
Don't be a Charlie Stossel and give the entire plot.
Okay, I won't.
I'm trying to talk about broad strokes.
The father that abandoned him comes back and is kind of watching him to
That's
see
Dick
as
Button.
He's growing.
His father.
Dick Button.
And I thought that was okay.
Yeah.
But then his father... not only comes back, lets him know it's his dad.
Right.
And then he gets cancer, too.
No, he had cancer.
Whatever. No.
He was sick.
Well, and he wasn't sick when he starts having the relationship with Benjamin.
It's not like he let him know he was his father and then got sick.
What happened to all the Button money?
The Button money? He used it because he never worked. You never saw him work. Like
he was
working
on the
ship. He worked on the ship, but then when he got the dad's money, he didn't have to work. And now we're giving away the plot.
Yeah, we are.
I don't want to give away the plot. I thought it was really, really above average. Really terrific.
How about the story of the woman?
I give it 4 damn dirty apes.
You do?
Out of a possible 5.
I give it 3.
You didn't hate it.
At 3, you hate
bad.
That's hating?
That's the way she does
because
things.
Because I was mad. Because
you are mad, like Mad Hatter. You're crazy.
Okay, they have the little bird. I never understood about that.
Oh, so because you're limited that way.
They have the woman in the hospital that's reading to her dying mom, and she finds out that the father...
You're giving all the plot points away.
Well, you asked me why I didn't like it.
But don't give the specifics, because that's going to wreck the plot.
I thought it was cliche.
I thought it was wonderful. I think Kate Blanchett is...
She was good.
I swear to God.
There you go, Beth Ann, arguing your point.
I would like to say something about Kate Blanchett that I would be too filthy to say on the air, but it involves corn. And there are a lot of guys out there that know what I'm talking about.
Very pretty.
Kate Blanchett is the goods. Let me tell you why she's the S. Everybody pays attention to Angelina. What's going on?
I was trying to get a little volume. I'm just trying to stay on the air.
I can hear you fine. It sounds good.
Okay.
It sounds good. She is... What makes her great is that she's unusual looking,
yes,
but she's still hot at the
elegant.
Same time.
She has an elegant hotness.
You say elegant, it sounds like it's an old queen way to put it. Come on, I'm trying to make her sound hotter than she is. Elegant.
You don't like
she's
elegant?
She's very white.
You're such a fag sometimes.
That's right.
Elegant.
You know why I piped up to talk about how hot she was? Because I'm so gay. I know I would
hate. Well, then say she's hot.
I'd hate boning
her. Don't say
her.
She's elegant.
Well, I think that's
elegant's
high praise.
Elegant's what you say about, elegant about Helen Mirren.
Or David
Niven. You say elegant about Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren's got great, great pants.
That's what you say about her. Nice, nice fun bags.
I know. To be continued.
Okay.
I liked Benjamin Button. I thought it was very cool. It was a moving movie. I thought it was kind of a good like...
I don't want to give it away, but he should have stayed big as he got younger as well at the end.
Oh, now you're nitpicking. Now you're completely...
No, if you ask me to be continuity.
Like physically?
Yes.
It's not a bad point.
Yeah.
That's not a bad point, but we have to get Buzz's news.
How did the CGI shape up to the Golden Compass, which we talked about? Is it even better than that?
Not as challenging, though.
True enough.
But the stuff they need to do, and see, BDK, my buddy, was explaining to me some of their special effects and how they did them.
He's so smart.
And
Kevin understands everything, doesn't he?
Let's get our first look at news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Hi.
President.
I cannot defend when you buzz balls on BDK.
Well, why would you?
Impossible.
All right. Sorry, my cough switch. I don't have one anymore.
I had
to clear my throat.
I don't ever have
Sorry.
One.
You should have been more careful when he pulled that wire
out. This is stroller buzz.
Let me crouch down here and do the news. Yeah. President Bush held his final news conference today, showing a more human side than we've seen for the last 8 years.
He still was uncomfortable.
Gracious toward Obama and fiercely defensive of his record, saying, among other things, he'd rather know what our enemies are thinking than be a popular president. He also talked about his mistakes, including putting up that mission accomplished banner on the warship. Obama. It. We'll come back to it. The death toll in the Gaza fighting is now over 900, with half of those civilians. The worldwide protests seem to fall on deaf ears. And two off-brands of peanut butter might be to blame for the latest salmonella outbreak, King Nut and Parnell's Pride, brands mostly served by schools, hospitals, and restaurants.
Parnell's Pride, and what was the other one?
King Nut.
You remember him, don't
King
you?
King Nut.
The King Nut?
I will, listen, in the next segment, well, we're going to talk to Aaron Burnett. I want to hear from people that have enjoyed the flavors of King Nut and Parnell's Pride.
Which people?
We use the phrase King Nut when you talk to her.
So it was a hit for Steve Martin. Most people don't even know they've eaten these brands because they're served in restaurants, in school cafeterias, and in hospital cafeterias.
So you can't go to a grocery store and say, hey, there's my King Nut.
Only if you're very, very lucky.
That's what you used to call me in college, King Nut.
Yeah, I know why.
Yes.
With the robe.
Thank you.
Slightly opened. The legal prostitution industry in this country is still offering incentives to keep business up, even if the incentives keep changing. At first, the Shady Lady Ranch in Nye County, Nevada was offering gas cards to its customers. Now it's offering $50 Discover cards. The good news for the brothel is, quoting the owner, they can spend it on anything. Business is still down 5 or 6%, but that's less of a hit than other businesses are feeling during this recession, especially at $300 an hour. The Shady Lady is also hiring at a time other businesses are not.
There you go.
Quoting the owner again, I could use about 4 more girls, then I'd really be in tall cotton. These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Is satellite radio nearly dead? That's our top story in your Hollywood buzz. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
When we come back, we'll chat with CNBC's Aaron Burnett, and I'll tell you more about why I liked Benjamin Button without giving you all the plot details. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.